This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program here. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm, and you will sound great if you are on Discord, and it's free, so why not? Plus, you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Right now, they're talking about who the gayest Steven is that listens to Free Talk Live. Steven Zeiler is in the chat room right now, so they're debating whether it's Steven Zeiler or Stefan from Ohio in the Discord room. So
how do you quantify that? What is the calculus of gayness?
I don't know. You have to get in the Discord chat and talk to him about
now
it.
Now I want to know. I'm joining there.
Get over to discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. That's how you get in there. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
Derek J.
Yeah, so we've got Steven Zeiler with us here. He's still on the lines, and our caller did drop off the line in Georgia. She was asking about being brand new. She's a longtime listener. It was her first time calling in, and I you know, it's always nice to hear from folks who've been listening to us that haven't been turned off, and because it's always hard to talk about these things. You know, it's hard to talk about cryptocurrency without going over somebody's head, because we've all been involved in it for most of the last decade, and most of our listeners haven't done much more than maybe heard about it in the news somewhere, and it's probably was trash talked by, you know, somebody in banking or in the federal government or whatever. And so we're the only show on the air that's doing any kind of, you know, really significant pro cryptocurrency talk. And so we always have to try to boil it down as much as we can to make it as understandable as possible. And, Stephen, I appreciate you staying on, and just wanted to see if you wanted to say any more about people who are they're ready to start learning. I mean, you kind of said, well, you played it down a little bit earlier, but I think most of the folks in the room here said, yeah, if you're ready to learn, there's plenty of resources out there. And you even did agree that the What is Bitcoin video is a good one.
Yeah, our lovely caller from before represents who I believe is pretty much everyone in the world. And they're very confused by this whole, when people talk about cryptocurrency this and all of that. And really, one day, they're going to use Bitcoin without even knowing it.
Really?
And until then, they don't need to spend all this time. Like, Bitcoin is about everything in life except for Bitcoin. And Bitcoin will build a new, better internet, which will make our economy and lives more connected and more efficient in ways that no one needs to know about. And they're going to end up using Bitcoin. And one day it will be so simple that even you won't even have to know anything about it.
Hmm. Yeah, it's like, how much talking do we do about TCP/IP?
Right? Not on the radio.
A lot of people about it and debate about it and talked about it back in the day, and it was really important how the protocol works.
This is internet technology, by the way that people connect on the internet.
Yeah,
look, you don't have to know how an iPad
works. Definitely important to talk about when you should use HTTP and when you should use HTTPS.
The average person doesn't need to talk about these things. That's the point you guys are making.
You don't have to know how an iPad works to use Angry Birds.
Right. You don't need to know how electricity works to flip a light switch on.
That's right. Yeah. And you don't need to know how a combustion engine works to turn the key and press the pedal.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. I think it's right on, the idea that eventually this technology will be so good that it'll be transparent.
We're there
and
now.
People will be able to use it without knowing anything about it. We're already there?
Yeah, we're almost there.
With the hand cash wallet and all of the wallets in the Bitcoin ecosystem that interact with hand cash, payments are way easier, and Bitcoin is super simple. Now, it works like email. It's super easy. You get the hand cash wallet, and of course, come get your free $10. And that's all I want to say about that.
All right.
And thanks for having me.
Thanks, Steven Zeiler from AnyPay, anypayinc.com. Check him out over there, and have a great night.
I do a lot of talking with people about Bitcoin from the Bitcoin shop and elsewhere. Yeah. And if they hear, wait, there's more than one?
Yeah.
They are exhausted already. Just knowing that one piece of information, they're pissed. They don't want to go down a whole rabbit hole and learn about the whole history of all these forks.
See, they
and need to learn what a fork is.
They don't have to do that. You don't have to tell them all that.
You told that caller to go do that. You're like, go read up. Go read a bunch of stuff about
Bitcoin. Well, what she said is that she wanted to learn, you learn. She didn't say she wanted to make purchases. She said she wanted to learn.
She was asking
And so
us,
I took her at her word.
As trusted authorities to be like, hey, do I need to know about this thing yet? And I think the answer is, if you don't know, then no.
I think the answer is the more you know, the better. You should be able...
About everything? Where do you cut...
About a lot of things.
You cut
people
it off
should
when you...
understand the economics and the tech... And at least the broad technical specifications of technology that they use. Because if they don't, they'll get screwed. And they will screw themselves.
I just know I love Bitcoin. I could tell people, to learn a lot about it. But there's people who are into Broadway stage lighting, and they could say, oh, you got to learn about, this or that bulb or this color temperature versus that.
I wouldn't encourage somebody who didn't want to learn about an aspect to learn about something they weren't interested in. Like, you don't need to know how to program Bitcoin unless you're a programmer, so I wouldn't recommend somebody learn about a programming, pick up a programming book. I'll give you an example. So you guys met a sales guy from iHeartMedia recently named Paul. He works out of Manchester, and he and I originally had met because he was the general manager of the radio cluster here in Keene. And so I was buying ads because, you guys are giving away Bitcoin SV now out in Portsmouth. I've been giving away Dash and Bitcoin Cash here for a couple of years in the Keene area.
Yeah.
And so I'm doing kind of the opposite of what you're recommending is I'm actually giving people more than one crypto because I want them to have the experience of seeing two different things change price and know that there is a choice out there. So we disagree on how to approach that.
People got used to Visa and MasterCard. People know that when they buy a phone, they have to choose between AT&T, T-Mobile, Sprint, and MasterCard. One of these things is not like the others. Ignore that. But I don't think it's going to confuse them too much to say, there's a bunch of cryptos out here. These are the ones that are commonly used but there are other ones that exist. So if people ask you about that when you strike up a conversation because you're using Bitcoin, you don't feel stupid.
I want to finish the story about this gentleman, Paul, who works with iHeartMedia as a sales guy. So he was the general manager out here, and I was buying ads on local radio to promote cryptocurrency, to promote Bitcoin, to educate people about the basics about Bitcoin, just the basics.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that you do if you're a general manager of a radio station and you've got a client who's a good client, you take them out for lunch.
Yeah.
And so they took me out to the local country club here in Keene, and we had lunch. And, of course, the conversation was we talked a little bit about the radio business because I'm in the business. Mostly it was about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general. And, of course, he had a lot of questions. He didn't know anything. He'd seen it in the news, but that was about it. And so we had a lot of good kind of newbie questions, and I fielded all his questions as best as I could. And then we went our separate ways, and he went back to work, and I went back to, what I was doing. And then I heard from him months later, most of a year later, he had left the local radio station cluster, and he's now working for iHeartMedia in Manchester as a sales guy. And he wanted to get back together and talk more about cryptocurrency. And I'm like, I'm happy to sit down with you. So we went to the local Thirsty Owl, which is the place, one of the bars in town that takes crypto here in town.
Uses AnyPay.
And they use AnyPay, and it's great. And so sat down with them for at least an hour and maybe an hour and a half and took some more questions from him. And he, at that point, told me that on his own volition, he went out and bought a book called... I think it was not Blockchain for Dummies, but it was
Everything You Need to
Blockchain Know. Blockchain for Everyone, I believe is what it was called. And he said it was a 300-page book. and he burned through it in a day, basically. Like, almost read the entire thing, like 95% of it in a day. And the only reason he didn't want to read the last five pages is because his wife needed him to pick something in the house, so he had to put it down. But he was so excited and so interested, and just on his own volition did that. I would never want to talk somebody out of going and just satiating whatever need for information they have. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Bring up what you want here. The number is 855-450-FREE. like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Derek J.
All right. So, of course, you can bring up whatever you want on Free Talk Live. That's what we do here. And I do want to make sure that you know about liberty.menu. Now, this is a tool for liberty-minded people, individuals who reject the initiation of force and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. You can go over to liberty.menu, get started over there, and use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. It's a way for you to promote your business, or maybe an event that you're involved with creating, or perhaps digital content that you're the creator of. You want other people in the Liberty community to know about you? This is the place where you can accomplish that for free over at liberty.menu. That's liberty.menu. As we continue here, so we were talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, and we were going to get into the coronavirus. Should we jump into that, Derek Jason? You wanted to talk about coronavirus.
Yeah, we can. But I just want to put a cork in this Bitcoin talk, and my final thought is that when talking about multiple cryptocurrencies, when getting into all of that, it attracts the wrong kind of think. It's about gambling. It attracts people who want to pit this against the other, and they see dollar signs in their eyes.
Uh-huh.
They see ways to, okay, so I'll put dollars into this, and then that'll go up, and then I'll get more dollars later. I'll cash out. And it's not about a technology where they're connecting with people. It's not about a new way to interact. It's not about a database, a universal source of truth. It's not about timestamp. It's not about all the cool things that I got into Bitcoin for, like that I think are cool. It's about trading. And where do I buy it? And then where do I sell it?
Mm-hmm.
And all of this crypto talk, that's what that's about. That's the path that it leads down. And when I talk about Bitcoin to people, it's about going to the store and earning Bitcoin. You can sell things for Bitcoin, you know, at your cafe. You can take Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And that is the kind of world that I'm interested in, not the one where it's, which one do I buy? And I have this exchange account and that exchange account. And is this wallet mm-hmm. safe? Because I've got all these coins on that thing. And then this one, baloney. That's not the world that I'm trying to forge.
I totally understand and respect where you're coming from on that, because I did have the question of which one do I buy the other day, and my answer is like, I can't tell you. I have no idea what the winner is going to be.
It's wrong question.
The way I look at buying a coin, isn't it's about two things, which is, do I believe that the development team operates with integrity and professionalism? Okay. And secondly, do I have confidence in the technology? And actually, there's one other thing, which is, do I have confidence in the way they're marketing this thing? Because to me, a coin is almost a cooperative venture where the holders of the coin are investing in a company, and this company tells you that they can move wealth around the globe in particular ways, and that may be what you want. It may not be what you want, because there's more than one way to do it.
Now, you're a programmer, so of course you're more interested in the development team. The average person isn't going to even consider that. However, it does lead me to another question.
But you do consider the technology, the features of the technology. And one consideration that's not unreasonable is to say it should be a minimal implementation. Mm-hmm. That's a fair thing, that it should have a minimal feature set. More features is not always better.
Sure.
More features can be
clutter.
Much, much worse, because it's clutter and it's opportunity for for bugs,
right.
And any bug in a cryptocurrency
dangerous.
Can cost you
Look what
real
happened to
money.
IOTA. Look what happened to IOTA. They had a bug. This is another one of these various cryptos out there. There was a bug in their
people
software.
People wanted to get rich
they
on.
They had to shut down the entire mainnet for, I don't know if it may still be shut down, because some hacker got in and got a bunch of millions out. Look, that does lead me, though, to another question, Derek J., because he brought up the development team, and you guys have been advocating Bitcoin BSV recently. You're calling it Bitcoin. It is Bitcoin, but there's this guy, Craig Wright.
It's all Bitcoin.
There's this guy, Craig Wright, and
he's a computer scientist from Australia.
He claims to be Satoshi Nakamoto.
Also, in the opinion of certain people, a maniacal liar.
He may be a fraud, but let me ask you about this guy.
The chief scientist at a company called Enchain.
I want to know, is he part of the development team for Bitcoin SV, or is he just kind of like a spokesperson? What's his role?
Well, he created Bitcoin. He wrote the white paper.
You believe the claims?
I do.
You're smiling right now.
Who else is making those claims? Why not?
There have been more than one person claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto.
No one with any credibility.
You think he's got it?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's no reason not to believe it, and frankly, it doesn't matter. It really is not important what these people, like the people involved, you can always focus on, oh, I don't like this person. Mm-hmm. They have a bad personality. You know, but that
well, no, this is somebody who's threatening lawsuits against people in the name of the coin, so I assume he's going to attack his first coin's users first, if that's what he's planning on doing.
Not only has he threatened lawsuits, he's actually brought and filed lawsuits, some of which have been thrown out.
What are his crimes? I mean, is he a criminal?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I don't know if he's a criminal, except that he's threatening to use the court system to take Bitcoin away from people.
Hold on. We've gone aside from the point the reason why I brought him up in the first place. I agree that the coin should be separated from this personality. And I think that's what, you guys convinced me, actually, because you had found all these cool things with Bitcoin SV, that there's all these neat things being developed. There's the Handcash app that you mentioned here tonight. There's Twitch, which is this cool, like, blockchain-based social media platform that is Bitcoin SV-based. There's this cool, like, development that's going on. Craig Wright's not he's not developing any of these cool things. He's just this guy who gets all this attention for claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto and filing a bunch of lawsuits. So that was my question was, can we separate Bitcoin SV from Craig Wright?
Yeah,
is he
of
one
course.
Of the key developers of SV, or is he just a guy who's promoting it?
No, he is the chief scientist at a company called Enchain.
Mm-hmm.
He does research.
So he's not a programmer on Bitcoin SV. He's not in there editing code on SV, to your knowledge.
Correct.
Okay.
And there is a development team.
Right.
The lead developer, he goes by the online handle Shatters. And people can look this guy up and see. He does plenty of interviews.
Is he beholden to Craig Wright? Is Craig Wright, like, does he have him in his pocket?
No, they both work for the same company, which is Enchain.
They do. Okay. Okay.
It's a big company. It's, you know, got fewer than 100 people.
But
it's
a
professional
company that's willing to hire... have that man on the payroll.
All right, there's more coming up here. 855-450 free like freedom. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General will be conducting a comprehensive review of the agency's coronavirus response efforts. The World Health Organization upgraded the risk to very high and that the virus can continue to spread worldwide. Tessia Williams, a spokeswoman, said protecting the health and well-being of people across the country is a mission we take very seriously. The details of the review are still being coordinated. However, this type of review is typical for any major epidemic. The Trump administration continues to reassure us that it has the situation under control. Wall Street just suffered its worst week since the financial crisis, with all three major indexes entering correction and the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing a staggering 3,500 points in just 5 days. The Dow rallied after being down 1,000 points to ending the day down just 357. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. You bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Derek J.
So we're going to get into your phone calls and thoughts, and then Derek is going to tell us how to survive the coronavirus. You learned something in... About the coronavirus over what, your recent trip to Great Britain, or where did this come from?
No, I heard from Stefan Molyneux.
You're still listening to that guy?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I don't know. He's kind of gone in a... uncomfortable direction recently, hasn't he?
What do you mean?
Isn't he kind of like a racist?
What?
No.
What
I've heard is that he's become one of these so-called race realists.
Okay.
And that's what my understanding, but I don't listen to the guy.
Realism?
That's code for racist.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. That's what Chris Cantwell used to use that terminology before he just went full all in and just started openly admitting to being a racist.
So what is race realism?
Well, it's code for using the sort of science as a cover for being a racist.
Couldn't it be the case?
It's basically the idea that a person should be treated as the mathematical average specimen of their race instead of treated as a unique individual that may or may not resemble whatever the average is.
Well, couldn't it be the case that someone acknowledges that there are scientific differences between races without advocating treating them differently?
It could be the case.
Yeah, I mean,
but it sure
I would imagine
sound
that
like
someone like Stefan Molyneux who
an excuse for, you know, talking about
for
races.
What?
For looking down on other people.
Yeah,
basically,
I'm pretty sure,
and judging
like,
them based on the color of their skin.
And the thing is, it's just like. It comes to the same thing. Like, I used to get into this argument with Cantwell, and he went, kind of anti-female before he went racist. And I remember, arguing with him about, you know, there were some little scrawny, anarchist kids around here at one point, and they were like 14 and they were really serious about it, but they were all really skinny. And so, and not formidable. And so I'm saying to Cantwell, you know, so you've got a choice between one of these three, little bookworm kids and Ronda Rousey as a bodyguard. You know, because you need backup going into some place. Who are you gonna pick? And he'd be like, well, the average female just isn't, but I'm not telling you the average female. I'm telling you these three particular human beings versus this other human being who happens to be an exceptional fighter, and could probably defeat most men just because as a professional fighter, she will have absolutely no hesitation to take the initiative.
Yeah, I see your point. So, and I think you make a good point. You know, people should be treated as individuals, but that doesn't mean that you can discount, you know, that you can use scientific measurements to say, okay, this group of people who shares this commonality has, you know, a certain trait.
You can, but in order to do that, you're sort of treading into racist waters, and there's really no reason to do it. There's no reason to spend time on those things.
Scientific exploration needs no reason. I mean, it's just scientific exploration.
Sure, but the people who advocate those things are covering racism. That's all they're doing, in my experience.
Well, that's an assertion. I don't see Stefan Molyneux as treating black people or anyone badly.
That's
or
good.
You know, having,
what do you think about him singing the national anthem when Trump won the election?
I think he has a reverence for the spirit of the song.
He's from Canada.
Yeah. So there
about
are
his,
people from other countries, people in Hong Kong who
there,
have a reverence
there are
for
immigrants,
America.
Like, yeah. There are immigrants who hate America, but there are also immigrants who are the most flag-waving bastards you ever want to see.
Didn't he also
who are
go
just
anti-immigration?
So happy to be here.
Isn't he in favor of border security?
He's really clarified this position a million times. I mean, I'm surprised to see that you would even think that Stefan would be.
Because I've heard some disturbing stuff over the last few years.
Yeah, he prefaces, so look, he has the largest philosophical conversation in the world, you know, probably ever, because he's got millions of downloads every month, you know, of this philosophy show. And so he's talking to a wide audience. When he started back in 2007-ish, I was listening around 2009, 2010, when I got into him, and he had a really small following, and it was a hardcore anarchist bent.
Mm-hmm. Now what is it?
It's more general listener type show. Now he's the same guy, but he has to tailor his message differently to speak to a wider audience.
So what's his message on borders?
His message is that there should be no welfare, but if there's going to be welfare, then there should be borders.
Ah, so typical conservative libertarian view.
But he always makes it clear that, like, look, if you're going to go for we're not going to snap our fingers and get rid of the state tomorrow, and you're probably not going to get rid of welfare. Well, one thing that is achievable is a clampdown on
don't you find people that detestable? That somebody who at one time would have been in favor of total freedom is now talking about a clampdown because welfare?
I think there's a place.
That's not libertarian.
There's a place for making a philosophical argument, and there's a place for making a self-preservation argument. Like, if we live.
So that's the latter? That's the self-preservation argument?
Yeah.
That's the whole culture thing?
If a person lives purely philosophically without any regard to the reality, then they might just, like, philosophize themselves to death.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. And I'm not saying you agree with Stefan Molyneux here. I'm just asking you, since you still listen to him, to summarize his position. You've been able to do that.
I think he has value. And the reason I only brought him up because you asked, like, how did you hear about this article?
Yeah.
He mentioned it. He's been doing a lot of coronavirus updates.
All right.
And
it's a good way to get some clicks, for sure.
Yeah, well, it's also a good way to get information that people need to know about. I mean, he's a fact-based guy. So if people want facts, you know, he collects them. And it's not like he's making this stuff up. Like, you can just go and see what are his sources.
So what is it? What is it that he brought up?
So he pointed out that Mike Cernovich did a good article. And that's the only reason.
I don't know who that is.
He's a guy.
Okay.
And he's a blogger.
The right-wing guy?
I think he would consider himself right wing.
Yeah, I think I heard about him on Vincent's show. That's where I've heard of
him. He was at the Deplora Ball.
Okay.
You know about that event?
Yeah, yeah, the Trump thing.
Yeah. Right. So, anyway, he has a website, Cernovich.com, and that's how I heard about it. How to prepare for coronavirus. And he writes, you almost certainly will not contract coronavirus.
Sure.
And that's not why you should be freaking out about coronavirus. Let's talk about supply chains, or just scroll down for a shopping list. So he's got, but I'll go right into it. So he says, coronavirus is already disrupting supply chains. Apple announced supply chain issues, but that's not a real concern except for the stock market. More on that later. America is completely dependent on China for prescription medication. Last month, the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission held a hearing on the United States' growing reliance on China's pharmaceutical products. The topic reminded me of a spirited discussion described in Bob Woodward's book, Fear, Trump in the White House. In the discussion, Gary Cohn, then chief economic advisor to President Trump, argued against a trade war with China by invoking a Department of Commerce study that found that 97% of all antibiotics in the United States came from China. Quote, if you're the Chinese and you want to really just destroy us, just stop sending us antibiotics, he said.
Or send us poison.
Yeah, the source for that story is the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, which now looks pretty stupid. Their argument was that America should remain dependent on China. Big mistake.
We'll come back with more here. The show is available to you if you want to jump on the lines. You can. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom or on the way.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, are you 100% sure you're going to have a great retirement, or do you have some doubts? Tom Young is the author and founder of the CFO Project. He can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. In his new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, he'll show you how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. You can get your free copy now at CFO-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at CFO-project.com. So, Derek J., you've got a story about coronavirus by someone named Mike Cernovich.
Yeah.
And you were just barely getting started on that here with us.
Yeah, I was. And for a moment, I want to jump back to what we were just talking about, because I think this is, for the moment, a little more interesting. That you said off the air that you took Stefan Molyneux off rotation on your Liberty Radio
years
network.
Ago, yeah.
And why is that?
He had become, at that time, he seemed a bit misogynistic, too much. I thought that was, you know, it was inappropriate. That was brought to my attention. Also, I had become uncomfortable with him constantly saying he had the truth about everything, so that really kind of bugged me.
Okay.
And then he started sounding racist after I took him off the air.
When philosophers
start getting too sure of themselves, they become cult leaders.
Mm-hmm. And there was some occult evidence as well.
And they stop being something that I would want to promote or be associated with.
Yeah. I can understand that. It's tough to have all of his citations that are in his videos on the radio. So, like, when he says the truth about something and then he's got a bunch of citations in that video, mm-hmm. you know, you can't link to those on the radio.
But thing is, nobody has the truth
about it.
They have the summation of the information that they have absorbed, which may be correct or incorrect, and then they have their own interpretations of that information, which may be correct and may be incorrect, and then they have their own values that they project onto that information, and those values may match. I can't say they may be correct or they may incorrect. They may match with yours and they may not match with yours. So for one man to think he has the truth on something is really hubris, because right. He says he has the one true values set and he has the one true
the arbiter. He's the arbiter of truth.
So are you of the opinion that it's not possible to use deductive reasoning to arrive at truthful claims?
Like, it's possible to use the scientific method, which is basically what you're talking about, to arrive at most
conclusion.
Likely hypotheses given the information that you have absorbed, which you fully admit is insufficient,
right.
Because all of us are reasoning every day in every
We're
way.
We're still
for
trying to figure this stuff out.
Information,
well, you know,
because everything is connected to everything else, and you would have to know everything
right.
to be certain
I would say
of your judgment
on a topic.
And even then, all you would know is what mankind knows, and some of that
right,
is wrong.
A lot of it you've been told. But what I would say is, this is what I believe to be the truth, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
And okay, I would never say something like, oh, well, here's the truth on this topic. And he had this whole series of videos, the truth about this, and hubris is the perfect word for it. And the whole cult thing was definitely, like, coming out as well, the sort of cult of Molyneux, which was disturbing to me.
When you were putting him on the radio, why was that?
He was really entertaining and really a good communicator for the ideas of liberty.
Would you consider, I agree with you, would you consider putting those old videos back on rotation?
No, because LRN doesn't rotate old content. It only puts the latest of every show. So Liberty Radio Network is only the latest episode of whatever show's on.
Right, because there were some that were like
there's some brilliant
deeply
stuff.
Philosophical. Some were like really basic and eloquent.
The story of your enslavement. I can
exactly.
remember some of the names. I mean,
yeah.
Some of them were really fantastic.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I think that some of those being on rotation on LRN would make a lot of sense. If you're going to play ads for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, it just seems like you could put some old content on that is heavy-hitting, philosophical, and pure. You know? Whereas I would agree with you that his stuff today is not purely philosophical to the degree that
nor is it pure libertarian.
Oh, no, but the other stuff is, and I think that's the kind of place for LRN is to hit that solid pure note so that people can get the good stuff, and then you know you can view the new stuff on Molyneux videos with that grain of salt, having that like ammunition,
is,
you know what I'm saying?
I would saying. Not, and I'm not the program director for LRN.FM.
Right.
I'm just a guy who comes on the air when they ask me to, but I would not want to promote Stefan Molyneux's brand because, I mean, there's a picture of me and Cantwell
mm-hmm.
out front, just when I got out of jail, and he'd been one of my big supporters, and I had no idea the racist thing was
at that
was
time
coming.
He wasn't. Yeah,
and so now, you know, that being out there, and him having switched any to what he is now, then. Anything I did to enlarge his audience, I regret because of what he became. So I am careful who I will promote. It's like I'll talk to just about anybody on the air once, and I'll and
so
like,
weird. I haven't heard Stefan
Cantwell.
Say anything untruthful. You know, the things that are his opinions you might not like, but I mean. Has he ever lied outright and just been untruthful or just
I don't get that. I don't think he's lied, but I wouldn't carry
so
Jim
what?
I wouldn't carry Jim Jones's radio show. He was are you guys old enough?
Yeah, I know what you're
Yeah, he was the guy the drink
Flavor
the Kool-Aid
guy. It was
he was the Kool-Aid man.
Let me bring David in New Mexico on the line here. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, first of all, he did it again. Holly Holm knocked out Ronda Rousey. I used to shoot archery with Holly Holm's mom. Her dad's a preacher, and I was invited to go to their church. Anyway,
you got to do it quick. What were you calling about?
Cantwell.
Yeah.
And you say that Cantwell is being denied bail and everything else because his speech is a threat, right?
That's what the judge claimed, or the magistrate judge.
So, reading in the newspaper here, campus crime briefs, criminal summons for stalking issued because a man has been calling into a radio station to speak. And then the next paragraph, called to speak on multiple occasions. His speech is harassing and hateful. And then to discuss dislike. And then no further calling. And then lastly, the report said that staff at KUNM believe Olson is a threat to them.
Right, even though you haven't actually threatened anyone, you just called their radio show, right?
Right, but
so just because they believe it doesn't mean that it's true. David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Can we get this coronavirus news done here, Derek? Or do we need to do an after show?
No, do you want the short of it?
Yeah.
Buy extra groceries.
That's what he's saying to do? Buy groceries?
Well, I'm telling you the short version. Okay. There's a whole article here, so if people want to read it, they
What's
can
that going
to
do? What's the point of that? Because there's going to be a run on the grocery stores kind of thing?
It's about supply chains, so it's about being prepared. And, you know, what's the worst that's going to happen is you have extra food around. And tell your friends and
family.
You're
talking about more like storable food, right?
Yeah, like cans and, not like a bunch of cantaloupe. But buy
canned food.
Yeah, canned food.
Rice and beans or whatever.
That's caloric. That's never bad. Bad advice.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't do it, and then it's too late, and then they spend that stuff on themselves.
I haven't done it, and I probably will sometime.
I did some a while back, but they're way expired. Although I hear canned food stays good for a long time after the expiration date. It just gets a little musty.
Yeah.
I've never actually tried it.
Probably. I just bought some MCT oil. Have you heard of this stuff?
It sounds kind of familiar.
It's like a coconut derivative or something, but it's really calorically dense, so it's easy to store and doesn't need to be refrigerated once opened. So that's pretty cool.
Good to know.
Yeah, so that's the short of it.
All right.
You'll be safe from coronavirus. You don't need to buy a bunch of masks.
And the odds are you're not going to catch it.
You're not. Yeah, but you'll be affected more by the supply chains than anything.
And if you're in relatively good health, if you do catch it, you'll probably survive it. It's only knocking out the elderly and the infirmed, correct? So I understand that the coronavirus, if you're really old, you're going to be more likely to die.
Yeah.
All right, so out of time tonight. Check out Derek J at anypayinc.com.
Oh, that's racist.
Selectnobody.com. See you tomorrow.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.